Well, good morning. It is January 20th, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today, we are going to be pressing on through Genesis chapter 21, Matthew chapter 20, Nehemiah chapter 10, and Acts chapter 20. So let's get into the Word this morning. Genesis chapter 21 for our first reading today. Genesis 21. Then the Lord took note of Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had promised. And so Sarah conceived and bore a son to Abraham in his old age, at the appointed time of which God had spoken to him. Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah had borne to him, Isaac. And then Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Now Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. And Sarah said, God has made laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh with me. And she said, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? And yet I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned. Now Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, whom she had bore to Abraham, mocking. And therefore she said to Abraham, drive out this maid and her son, and the son of this maid, for the son of this maid shall not be a heir with my son Isaac. And the matter distressed Abraham greatly because of his son. But God said to Abraham, do not be distressed because of the lad and your maid. Whatever Sarah tells you, listen to her, for through Isaac your descendants shall be named. And of the son of the maid I will make a nation also, because he is your descendant. And so Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar, putting them on her shoulder, and gave her the boy and sent her away. And she departed and wandered about in the wilderness of Beersheba. And when the water in the skin was used up, she left the boy under one of the bushes. And then she went and sat down opposite him, about a bow shot away from, for she said, do not let me see the boy die. And she sat opposite of him and lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the lad crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, what is the matter with you, Hagar? Do not fear, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad and hold him by the hand, for I will make a great nation of him. And then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the skin with water and gave the lad a drink. God was with the lad, and he grew, and he lived in the wilderness, and became an archer. And he lived in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took a wife for him from the land of Egypt. Now it came about at the time that Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of the army, spoke to Abraham, saying, God is with you in all that you do. Now therefore swear to me here by God that you will not deal falsely with me, or with my offspring, or with my posterity, but according to the kindness that I have shown to you, you shall show to me and to the lad in which you have sojourned. Abraham said, I swear it. But Abraham complained to Abimelech because of the well of water which the servants of Abimelech had seized. And Abimelech said, I do not know who has done this thing. You did not tell me, nor did I hear of it until today. Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them to Abimelech, and the two of them made a covenant. And then Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said to Abraham, what do these 7 ewe lambs mean, which you have set by themselves? And he said, you shall take these 7 ewe lambs from my hand, so that it would be a witness to me that I dug this well. And therefore he called the place Beersheba, because there the two of them took an oath. And so they made a covenant at Beersheba. And Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of the armies, arose and returned to the land of the Philistines. Abraham planted a tamarisk tree at Beersheba, and there he called on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. And Abraham sojourned in the land of the Philistines for many days. That was Genesis chapter 21. Let's move on over to our next reading, Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20 this morning. Matthew chapter 20. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. When he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius for a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to those he said, you also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right I will give you. And so they went. And again, he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour and did the same thing. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing around, and he said, "Why have you been standing here idle all day long?" And they said to him, "Because no one has hired us." And he said to them, "You go into the vineyard too." And when the evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to the foreman, "Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last group to the first." And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each one received a denarius. When those hired first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them received a denarius. And when they received it, they grumbled at the landowner, saying, "These last men have worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden and the scorching heat of the day." But he answered and said to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go. But I wish to give to this last man the same as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with what is my own? Or is your eye envious because I am generous? And so the last shall be first, and the first last." And as Jesus was about to go into Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves, and on the way he said, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and will hand him over to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify him, and on the third day he will be raised up." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to Jesus with her sons, bowing down and making a request to him. And he said to her, "What do you wish?" And she said to him, "Command that in your kingdom these two sons of mine may sit, one on your right hand and one on your left." But Jesus answered, "You do not know what you are saying. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink?" And they said to him, "We are able." And he said to them, "My cup you shall drink, but to sit on my right hand and on my left, this is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." And hearing this, the 10 became indignant with the two brothers, but Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over you, and their great men exercise authority over them. It is not this way among you, but whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." And as they were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him, and two blind men sitting by the road, hearing that Jesus was passing by, cried out, "Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David." And the crowd sternly told him to be quiet, but they cried all out all the more, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." And Jesus stopped and called them and said, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Lord, we want our eyes to be open." And moved with compassion, Jesus touched their eyes, and immediately they regained their sight and followed him. That was Matthew chapter 20. Let's move on over to the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 10. Nehemiah chapter 10. Now the sealed documents, on the sealed documents, were the names of Nehemiah the governor, the son of Hakilah, and Zedekiah, Sariah, Azariah, Jeremiah, Pashur, Amariah, Malachijah, Hotbush, Sherbaniah, Malkum, Harim, Merimoth, Obadiah, Daniel, Gininoth, Baruch, Meshulam, Abijah, Mijamin, Maziah, Bilgai, Shemaiah, these were the priests, and the Levites, Jeshua, the son of Azaniah, Binu, the son of Henadad, Kadmiel, also their brothers Shebaviah, Hodadiah, Kelita, Peliah, Hanan, Micah, Rehob, Hashabiah, Zachar, Sherebiah, Shebaniah, Hodadiah, Bani, Benu, the leaders of the people, Parosh, Pahath, Moab, Elab, Hodadiah, Hashub, Bezai, Harif, Ananoth, Debai, Magdash, Meshulam, Hezir, Meshzabel, Zadok, Jadua, Peltiah, Hanan, Ananiah, Hoshea, Hananiah, Hashub, Halohesh, Pilha, Shobek, Rehum, Hashabdina, Maseah, Ahaya, Hanan, Anan, Maluk, Harin, and Banai. Now, the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, the temple servants, and all those who had separated themselves from the people of the land to the law of God, their wives, their sons, and their daughters, all those who had knowledge and understanding are joining with their kinsmen, their nobles, and are taking on themselves a curse and an oath to walk in God's laws, which was given through Moses, God's servant, and to keep and to observe all the commandments of God our Lord, and his ordinances and his statutes, and that we will not give our daughters to the people of the land or take their daughters for our sons. As for the people of the land who are bringing wares or any grain on the Sabbath day to sell, we will not buy from them on the Sabbath or a holy day, and we will forego the crops the seventh year and the exaction of every debt. We also placed ourselves under obligation to contribute yearly one-third of a shekel for the service of the house of our God, for the showbread and for the continual grain offering, for the continual burnt offering, the Sabbaths, the new moons, for the appointed times, for the holy things, and for the sin offerings to make atonement for Israel and all the work of the house of our God. Likewise, we cast lots for the supply of wood among the priests, the Levites, and the people, so that they might bring it to the house of God according to our father's household at fixed times annually to burn on the altar of the Lord our God, as it is written in the law, and that they might bring the first fruits of our ground and the first fruits of all the fruit of every tree to the house of the Lord annually, and bring to the house of our God the firstborns of our son and our cattle and the firstborn of our herds and flocks, as it is written in the law for the priests who are ministering in the house of our God. We will also bring the first of our dough, our contributions, the fruit of every tree, the new wine, and the oil to the priests at the chamber of the house of our God, and the tithe of our ground to the Levites, and for the Levites are they who receive the tithes in all of the rural towns. The priests and the sons of Aaron shall be with the Levites when the Levites receive tithes, and the Levites shall bring up the tenth of the tithes to the house of our God, to the chambers of the storehouses. For the sons of Israel and the sons of Levi shall bring the contribution of the grain, the new wine, and the oil of the chambers. There are the utensils of the sanctuary, the priests who are ministering, the gatekeepers and the singers. And thus we will not neglect the house of our God. That was chapter 10. Let's move on over to Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20 for our final reading today. Acts chapter 20. After the uproar had ceased, Paul sent for the disciples, and when he had exhorted them and taken his leave of them, he left to go to Macedonia. And when he had gone through those districts and had given them much exhortation, he came to Greece, and there he spent 3 months. And when a plot was formed against him by the Jews, as he was about to set sail for Syria, he decided to return through Macedonia. And he was accompanied by Sopater of Berea, the son of Pharos, and by Aristarchus and Sedunas of the Thessalonians, and of Gaius of Derbe, and Timothy, and Tychicus, and Troamus of Asia. But these had gone on ahead and were waiting for us at Troas, and we sailed from Philippi after the day of unleavened bread, and came to them at Troas within 5 days, and there we stayed 7 days. On the first day of the week, when we had gathered together to break bread, Paul began talking to them, intending to leave the next day, and he prolonged his message until midnight. And there were many lamps in the upper room where we were gathered together, and there was a young man named Eutychus sitting on the windowsill, sinking into deep sleep. And as Paul kept on talking, he was overcome by sleep and fell down from the third floor and was picked up dead. But Paul went down and fell upon him, and after embracing him, he said, "Do not be troubled, for his life is in him." And when he had gone back up and had broken the bread and eaten, he talked with them a long time until daybreak and then left. And they took away the boy alive and were greatly comforted. But we, going ahead to the ship, set across for Assos, intending for there to take Paul on board, for so he had arranged it, intending himself to go by land. And when he met us at Assos, we took him on board and came to Mytilene. And sailing from there, we arrived the following day opposite Chios, and the next day we crossed over Samos, and the day following we came to Miletus. For Paul had decided to sail past Ephesus so that he could not have to spend time in Asia, for he was hurrying to be in Jerusalem, if possible, on the day of Pentecost. From Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called to him the elders of the church, and when they had come to him, he said to them, "You yourselves know from the first day that I set foot in Asia how I was with you the whole time, serving the Lord with all humility and with tears and with trials which came upon me through the plot of the Jews. How I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable and teaching you publicly from house to house, solemnly testifying to both Jews and Greeks of repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, bound by the Spirit, I am on my way to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit solemnly testifies to me in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions await me. But I do not consider my life of any account as dear to myself, so that I may finish my course and the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus, to testify solemnly of the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that all of you, among whom I went about preaching the kingdom, will no longer see my face. And therefore I testify to you to this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men. For I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole purpose of God. Be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood. I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves men will arise, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after them. And therefore be on alert, remembering that night and day, for a period of 3 years, I did not cease to admonish each one with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I have coveted no one's silver or gold or clothes. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my own needs and to the men who were with me. In everything I showed you that by working hard in the manner that you must help the weak, and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And when he had said these things, he knelt down and prayed with them all. And they began to weep aloud and embraced Paul, and repeatedly kissed him, grieving especially over the word which he had spoken, that they would not see his face again. And they were accompanying him to the ship. Well, that was our reading for today, for January 20th, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. With that said, we are almost 3 weeks done into our Bible reading. After tomorrow, you will have been reading the Bible for 3 whole weeks. That's an awesome, awesome thing, so stick with it. And it's just a great, great thing to be in the Word every day. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness to us. I thank you for your grace. Thank you for your Word. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters today and myself, Lord, as we go about our business, that we would honor you with our thoughts, our actions, our attitudes, Lord. Lord, anything that may be on the horizon or anything, God, that we may be going through, God, give us peace. Help us to just trust you, Lord, no matter what, just like Paul did as he went on these trips. Lord, we love you, and we just give this day to you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Have a good one, everybody.